provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and
with your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A little breezy today. Highs near 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Showers and storms possible tonight with a low around 47. Then things are cooler. 64 for a high on Sunday. 66 the high on Monday. 68 for Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tal Alba, along with our outstanding producer, working around the clock, 24/7, 365 days a year, Mr. Aaron Zomers on the board.
That is not true.
Yeah, close to it, partner, as my granddad used to say. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It is Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. Mr. Zomers, it is
Hump Day.
That's right. Even the camel working overtime this week, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Glad to have you along. Overcast skies, but all in all, a pretty darn nice week here in beautiful Wisconsin. Big show today coming up in hour two. Going to talk about the new movie, thus my Brewers jersey, my Euchre jersey, and my my bracelet here that says Just a Bit Outside, 82 Brew Crew. We're going to have the director and producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, back on the program today, because they're going to talk about the success of this film. That, of course, we were there for the premiere last week in Waukesha. And get this, they're only on 14 screens in America, all in Wisconsin, and yet they had the number four movie in the U.S. last week, according to U.S. box office, per screen average. Per screen average. It's got 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and people are just loving it. It's been extended for another week here in Wisconsin and expanding down into Illinois this weekend as well. So Kelly and Sean are back on the program, and have some fun with them in hour number two. Also going to talk a little bit about what's happening in Western Wisconsin. J.D. Van Orton, J.D., slip of the tongue. That'd be quite a thing, wouldn't it? J.D. Vance and Derek Van Orton talking about healthcare. Our own James Kelly asking great questions in Eau Claire yesterday. Van Orton and J.D. Vance really didn't have a whole lot of answers. But first, I want to bring on, per usual, on a Wednesday, the host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow, and also the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, joining us from our nation's capital. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Welcome once again.
Oh, gosh, thank you, Todd. I am so glad to be here. I am so relieved to be here. I am thankful. I am grateful. I am still trying to come down from yesterday's news conference at the state capitol by Republicans, including Congressman Tom Tiffany and the Dodge County Sheriff, who's been harassing local officials and trying to intimidate them into not using drop boxes. Thank goodness they had that news conference about that November referendum to keep those darn non-citizens from voting, because I checked, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission tells me that since 2019, do you know how many non-citizens have tried to vote illegally and have been referred for prosecution, Todd? Do you know how many non-citizens have been involved in this scheme to overturn our elections?
Tell us, Pat Kreitlow.
Three. We're going through a referendum to amend the Constitution for three people.
Yeah.
Thank God Tom Tiffany, the Dodge County Sheriff, and everybody else in the Republican Party is so massively involved in talking to the public about this important issue. I am so relieved, Tom. Thank you.
Hey, public service announcement. There you go.
Three.
Right, three. And then did you see the 60 Minutes report with Scott Pelley? They had that retired conservative federal judge who led a conservative group, and they found that zero precincts, not states, but zero precincts would have had any sort of a different outcome in the 2020 election due to any sort of voter fraud.
Well, then why would they keep talking about non-citizens and immigrants? Why would they talk about migrants eating cats and dogs? Why could this be, Todd? You know the strategy. Oh, wait. Trigvi Olson has his hand up. Yep. The gentleman.
I have a quick question that's kind of important.
Yes,
sir. I don't think we're streaming at the moment. I can't find it. We're on the Twitter machine to retweet.
Really?
It.
We're not. We've had some streaming issues, and not the urologist thing, the technical kind, for the past Monday, Tuesday, and today. We have not been able to stream to Facebook, anywhere? But only our YouTube has
Let's
worked.
Check it as numbers.
Hey, Pat, do you know what JD Van Orton? If JD Van Orton, do you know if JD Vance and Derek Van Orton had a kid, what it would be named?
What?
Weird Odd One.
It's been Zomers tells us that our Facebook is streaming. Now we had that same issue earlier, but now ours is.
I can't find it on the Twitter machine. I was going to.
How about Civic?
It,
how
alas,
about the Civic?
I'll just.
I think the Civic Twitter is the Civic Twitter is streaming.
I looked on both.
I don't know. Doc is here. Doc is not here. I'm not sure. it's
three people, Pat.
Three people. Three.
It's not even a thing.
Right.
No,
so,
it's not
explain to us, guys, because I'll tell you what is a thing is once again, Wisconsin voters are going to get confused because there is, and honest to God, I didn't know this until I think it was 2 days ago when I read a story about it, that there is yet another referendum on the ballot in November about this.
Correct.
Pat, explain this because it's. I think a lot of people who don't follow this stuff like we do, that they're not political nerds, are going to go, "What is this?"
And they should. They should say, "What is this?" And they should. They should greatly question the motivation of why are you again just talking about all those scary black and brown people committing crimes, eating pets, voting in elections when they can't. All these things that aren't actually happening or not happening in any significant number. What could be motivating them? I will let other people decide. But in the meantime, the Republicans have indeed put a referendum on the ballot for this November. It changes the constitutional language that says something about voting for every U.S. citizen, and it would change it to only a U.S. citizen.
Right.
So it's a technical change, but would make clear that non-citizens cannot vote. Now, having said that, we have heard from Deborah Kronmiller of the League of Women Voters, and we're going to probably play this soundbite again tomorrow, that there is actually a reason why you have some local units of government in the country, not in Wisconsin, but in the country, allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections because they live there. They work there. Their kids go to school there. They pay taxes there. I know you want to, some people want to say that migrants just sit on couches all day and collect checks. No, they're actually working in the barns and every place else, and they're paying taxes. Mm-hmm. And so why not give them a say in who's on their kids' school board? I believe what we're trying to avoid here is, there's that phrase, taxation without representation.
Right.
And Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden and everybody else are perfectly good with taxation without representation if it helps them vilify others to win elections.
Here's a question that I would have in all seriousness. So let's say Jordan Love comes back from his knee injury and the rest of the season throws three incomplete passes or even interceptions. Would we hold a referendum statewide to get rid of Jordan Love?
For three bad passes?
Would
no.
we waste no. the money for three? Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is.
It is.
It is. And I just wanted to, again, when I only learned that statistic this morning, as you can tell by my enthusiasm, that we're talking about three people right. since 2019.
And how much will this cost?
Right. I don't know. A lot. I'm going
to
put it that way.
Somebody should find that out because these people who claim to be the champions of fiscal responsibility and are all worried that the, you know, UW system is somehow wasting money on this or that or whatever are going to waste all this resources on three occurrences.
Yeah.
Well, and again, just to put it down there where the chickens can get at it, as Judge Weissman once said, What you're going to hear, I believe, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, what people are going to hear in more goofy radio and TV ads is currently, you know, illegals can vote in Wisconsin, which is just completely misleading. No, unless you are a citizen, and I witnessed this firsthand.
Or a permanent resident with a green card in local elections.
Well, okay. I'm saying
in some places.
In some places.
It isn't. So to Pat's point, the people who can vote in elections, and I know this because my wife is green card, local elections for things like school board because they have kids, are permanent residents, not in federal or state elections.
Well, and right. There actually is, there's a tie into what happened here in Eau Claire yesterday, where J.D. Vance and Derek Van Orden, and maybe their love child, I still don't know. But anyway, J.D. Vance specifically referenced non-citizens voting in Georgia, Ohio, and North Carolina. And he said hundreds, maybe thousands of people. And so I thought, I'm gonna go check this out. And sure enough, there is an AP story that found that in Ohio recently, they found 137 suspected non-citizens on the rolls. That's out of 8 million voters. In Georgia, an audit found about 1,600 had attempted to register over a period of 25 years. None actually registered. In North Carolina, an audit found 41 legal immigrants who had not yet become citizens cast ballots. And again, that's out of 4.8 million ballots cast. This is a solution in search of a problem. The problem appears to be Republican politicians who want to scare you rather than solve actual problems.
We're going to come back, guys. Packing.
Hold on,
stick
wait. How many instances of that was it in Ohio? Give me that number again.
In Ohio, it was, scroll up, Pat, if you would please, 137 out of 8 million voters.
Yeah. I'll have the percentage when we come back.
All right. I was going to say, your calculator's going to need some extra time.
Pat, can you stick around?
For you? All right. I've already hijacked your show this long. Sure, I'll stick around.
Yeah. Pat's going to come back. Trigby's going to come back. On the way out of this break, I want to say something really important. I had the honor of meeting Rick Smith of the Rick Smith program that airs every night on this network. He's a great guy and very generous with his time. He is going through an unimaginable tragedy. His wife was hit while she was riding her motorcycle blindsided, by a driver turning the wrong way, and she is fighting for her life. Last night, Rick posted on his Twitter, quote, "I fear the end is near. I am so devastated by this senseless tragedy. I am focusing on how lucky I have been to be loved by the most amazing woman ever." I cannot imagine what Rick Smith is going through today. There is a GoFundMe for his family. Zomers put that in our show notes. I would encourage all of us to do what we can. Certainly our thoughts, prayers, and good vibes go to Rick Smith and his family during this terrible crisis. We'll come back more after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers?
Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Nice. It's what I've been using whenever we get Pat to stick around an extra segment.
Well, we play a little Stevie because he likes the old Stevie. Absolutely. Here with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8 on Civic Media and the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, Mr. Trygve Olson, joining us from our nation's capital. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a moment, but first of all, Trygve, as Jed Clampett once said, woo-wee, that boy can cipher. What do you got for us?
I tried to do the math myself, but it didn't really work. But it is literally 0.0001715%.
Which
so
means
it is
the number of ballots from non-citizens in Ohio is not 2%. It's not 0.2%. It's not 0.02%. It's not 0.002%. It's 0.002% is what we're talking about here.
That's what we're talking about.
Man, were they good at teaching math in the 70s, late 70s at UW-Eau Claire.
We had the best abacai around.
Did you use... abacus.
No.
That's hilarious.
Not an abacus. I had Abacab. I had the Genesis album. I would spin that at WUDC, the old college radio station.
I know. Nice. Okay, in all honesty, Pat and I were in college at the same time, and I was younger than Pat by a couple of years, but he had a pretty popular show spinning records on.
He was getting all the babes.
When I was a freshman year.
Yeah, all the babes. The one I'm still with 41 years later.
So, look at that. Love wins.
It's a beautiful thing.
Something in the air tonight.
Oh, very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. This is your show. What do you want to talk about?
Well, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Karina calling in from beautiful Milwaukee on WAUK. Karina, you want to talk about the immigration question. Karina, what say you?
Well, hi, Todd. You see, you guys are right, and I think it's gaslighting, and, we want to protect your rights as a citizen so nobody else is messing up with your decision, where it's not even happening in Wisconsin.
Right.
So it's just such a hypocrisy, and, people do not meet their constituents for years and decades, and then all of a sudden you have that we're going to protect you from something that doesn't even exist in this state. And another thing I want to say, Todd, and it's probably a question for Matt, and I missed when he was last week with you on the radio, that I don't know how come those people, they are legally immigrants here. So they have a legal protection here for them. How is it that they wouldn't go with a case to Trump or whatever the organization they represent or somebody for a defamation of a character? They basically out loudly lied about the people eating the pets and made them weird for a whole country. Not only them, but the culture, the people, the country they're coming from. It's the same thing when, I hear about Russia, Russian or barbarian.
You know
nothing, okay? Right. You know nothing.
Yep. No, I appreciate it, Karina. And I know you've talked openly on this show. You're an immigrant yourself. Trigby's wife is an immigrant. Many of my close friends are. And I think you bring up a really valid point. I'll leave the legal stuff to Matt Flynn and Maggie Dawn. I don't know all the parameters of what constitutes defamation or not. But I think the point is really well taken in that J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. And now there are still schools this week in Ohio that are not meeting in person because of the threats out there. And I don't want to conjecture too much, but we're getting word today that there are schools near Burlington and in the Milwaukee area who've also, I don't know if it's connected or not, but have had threats called in. They appear not to be true. But Pat Kreitlow, Trygve Olson, words have consequences.
Of course they do. Of course they do. And the thing is, they know this because here's what we're not talking about today. Donald Trump's concept of a plan for healthcare, when we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, We're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill. They want us talking about these other things rather than the lack of any ideas that would actually move the economy forward. J.D. Vance, again, is still telling that lie about, you know, a post-birth abortion, abortion in the ninth month, because, again, it distracts from what Trump did with the Dobbs decision to pack the Supreme Court and to, you know, turn those justices into, you know, basically perjurers who said that they that Roe v. Wade was settled law until it wasn't. We're not talking about those things because they know if they throw out, you know, the shiny stuff, people want to talk about that instead.
Trigby?
I think it goes, I mean, I agree with everything Pat said. I think the other piece of it is, though, there's a dehumanization element with him repeating a story like that. And it is an attempt, and it is an unfortunate thing that during, you know, I'm reading Meacham's book on Lincoln and the Civil War. Mm-hmm. There are points in our history where people have repeated these urban legends that are attempts to dehumanize other groups of Americans. And it's just outrageous. What I also think is outrageous, though, is I saw J.D. Vance talking about this on an interview on CNN, and he basically was saying that, well, I'm a senator from Ohio. I have to talk about and ensure that such things are investigated. I mean, it would be as ridiculous if I were to say, Todd told me that Pat knows someone who saw somebody whose brother's sister's cousin who lives next to Mosinee saw Bigfoot. Now, since I just made that out in the public domain, I hope Ron Johnson and his office, if they're listening, will get on that right away. Because apparently Bigfoot is roaming the area near Mosinee.
It's that kind of logic, and sometimes it's fanciful like that. Other times it's serious. I was reminded again about how when the Hmong first moved into Eau Claire and Wausau, 100%. There were all these stories about carp, you know, carp farms in the basements, and you know, just silly things like that. That, like you said, Todd, these things have real consequences and keep our communities from coming together.
Pat Kreitlow, every morning, Up North News Radio 6 until 8. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. And coming
up, thanks, guys.
My pleasure. Trigby Olson, your phone calls, Mike and Matt on the phone lines. Do not hang up. We see you on the lines, as Flynn says. Back with Zomers, Olson, and myself. It's the Almost Show in Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Georgia and Wisconsin Friday as she continued her push to make abortion access a major campaign issue after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Now in more than 20 states, we have Trump abortion bans, many with no exceptions even for rape and incest. It is immoral.
Former President Donald Trump will be in North Carolina for a rally later today. There are worries about delays for election results coming out of another important state, Georgia. The Republican-controlled Board of Election passed a new rule that requires all ballots to be counted by hand. President Biden hosts the leaders of India, Australia, and Japan, the so-called Quad, for potentially his final meeting of the group while he's in office. That's taking place in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers hit the road tomorrow. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is at Tennessee this week. In the preseason, the Packers traded with the Titans to bring in Malik Willis, who started last week's win over Indianapolis. Willis said that Tennessee knows what he can do.
I think I got paid the whole time I was there, bro. I'm more than blessed for the opportunity they've given me, and they brought me into this league, you know. Whether those guys are there or not.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he knows there's a tough task ahead for the offense regardless of who is at quarterback.
I think they got a lot of veteran players, and they're a well-built defense. I think schematically it's a challenge. Denard Wilson coming from Baltimore, and just he's an experienced guy in this league. And then when you couple that with really good players, you have a chance to be a really good defense.
Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game, which kicks off at noon. The Milwaukee Brewers lost Friday 7-4 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 4 games back of the National League's best record. The same two teams play tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A little breezy today. Highs near 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Showers and storms possible tonight with a low around 47. Then things are cooler. 64 for a high on Sunday. 66 the high on Monday. 68 for Tuesday.
Right now, it's 58.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Let's talk about FOMO being a no-go when it comes to investing and managing your money. FOMO, F-O-M-O, means fear of missing out. Now, FOMO isn't all bad. I've known a couple Taylor Swift fans who FOMO'd their way to face value tickets and avoided the $1,000 aftermarket, like me. But when it comes to investing, FOMO can be toxic. History is pretty clear about this. Chasing trends that you hear about on TikTok or investing in hot stocks is not going to pan out over time the way a diversified portfolio of index funds will. I want to check in on my investments a few times a year and let time and compound interest work their magic. Okay, folks, for more Everyday Money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Tuesdays in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
The Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. What's brewing is success, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's brewing. Before we get to that, though, we have to speak. We have a little business we have to do here. Remember, our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. The word this hour is field, F-I-E-L-D. Todd would be a terrible player for the Brewers out in left field. F-I-E-L-D. That is the word to text right now on our Civic Media Text to Win contest. You could win some gold jewelry this hour and be in the pool to win those great Green Bay seats coming up against New Orleans on December 23rd. But we're not here to talk football this half hour. We are talking baseball, and just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, and through the graciousness of their time, even though they're tired, they took time for us, so we appreciate it so very much. Joining us via StreamYard from beautiful Los Angeles, California, where we will be next week, is Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, the producer and producer-director, respectively, of this great new film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you, Todd.
It's amazing.
We're over the moon with the reaction. I mean, the people that are seeing the movie seem to love the movie, which we loved the movie.
I love the movie. Zomers,
you love the movie. Zomers, three of us love the movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
you went with a bunch of your buddies, right?
Yeah, I brought
five or six people. And everybody, some of them didn't actually know that the Brewers lost that season.
Really?
And so they had a wild ride watching it.
Well, there you go.
Everybody loved it. And afterwards, some of the people who went were like, I don't really care that much about baseball, but okay. And then afterwards, it's like, well, I care about baseball now.
Look at that, guys. Look at that.
I mean, we're getting reports from theaters of, you know, full houses and then people almost treating it like a game. Mm. They're showing up at Marcus and they're kind of pre-gaming in the lounge and then going in and they're, you know, they're clapping during the movie when somebody gets a big hit.
That happened, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just like collective grief at the end. But it's like a communal experience, which is, I don't know that we anticipated, but it's darn cool.
It's just a lot of fun. I mean, I went last week at the premiere in Waukesha. Zomers has gone to it. To your point, Kelly, I was going to take a couple of friends last night here in Madison at the Point Theater, and there was going to be three of us, and we were going to go to the 6:30 show, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's no three. It was almost sold out. There were a couple of singles and a couple of doubles. You couldn't even get three tickets together last night in Madison.
We've been selling tickets in Madison and really all across the state like crazy. I mean, I think we sold out at least a dozen shows, if not more, yesterday. Mm. And we have, I think, three shows sold out tonight, two in Milwaukee and one in Madison. It's the response has been truly mind-blowing. I mean, we're so great. You know, when you make something, all you want is for people to see it. You know, you hope they love it. You hope they just get out and see it. And, man, the passion of the fans, you know, that we show in the movie is showing up at the theaters. And we're just so excited. Actually, Marcus is holding us over in all 14 theaters for another week. And as Kelly likes to say, we're going into enemy territory on Friday.
Tell people about that.
Kel, go ahead.
Well, I was going to let you do it, but we're going into Gurney Mills Theater or Cinemas down in Gurney, Illinois, a little over the border. So we're dipping our toe into Illinois, and you know, if things go well there and some Brewer fans come out, we'll continue the march south and maybe we'll get down toward Wrigley.
Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe Craig Counsell had got nothing to do. Maybe he can go to the movie too.
he's got time, right?
As it turns out, the Brewers. If we say the Brewers could wrap it up tonight, right? If the Cubs lose here, or regardless, the Brewers could wrap it up tonight. So that'd be great. I want to get to these results because you know I'm not in entertainment at the level you guys are, but you know I'm smart enough to look at a couple of things, understand it. Here now are the U.S. box office per screen averages. Number one, a film I never heard of, My Old Ass, on 7 screens and got $25,000. Beetlejuice, the big hit, on 4,500 plus screens, brought in $11,000 plus this weekend. Music for Mushrooms was on 1 screen and brought in $8,500. And just a bit outside on only 14 screens brought in over $4,000 and is the number 4 movie in America based on per screen average. That's phenomenal.
It's pretty remarkable given, you know, it's a few guys who just decided to put a movie together. And through the generosity of Marcus being able to get it in front of the people it matters to most. But, I mean, we kind of did this with, you know, by our bootstraps. We didn't spend any money on advertising. We've relied on the generosity of people like yourself and sharing, you know, your airtime with us, which has been amazing. And as Sean said, the response from the people, you know, in the state has just been more than we would have ever hoped for. We're the number one movie in America on Rotten Tomatoes based on audience response, which is, I can't even wrap my head around that, to be honest.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, number one rated in according to audience score. It's, you know what, the thing I think that's most heartwarming, Todd, is we're hearing of children taking their parents or parents taking their children and grandchildren.
Right.
And it's like a multi-generational experience. They all like you. We have 80-year-olds seeing it and loving it. We have 8-year-olds seeing it and loving it. I think the thing is, I'm so happy. I always thought this about the movie. You don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy the film.
Right.
Because it's such a human story.
I'm so glad you brought this up. And Zomers, if we can play the 08 clinch clip here, I want to play you something that's not in this movie, and I'll explain the other side. Here we go back to 2008.
everybody in this place is standing. 45,299. Sabathia sets. Here it is. Swing and a bouncer. Double play ball. JJ second. Relay.
That's from, not to interrupt the great Bob Uecker, but 2008. That is not in the clip, obviously, because this film only goes to 82. The reason I played it was I was there that day, and I took my mom. And my mom and I sat there, and we both got teary-eyed. And then we had to wait and watch the big screen for the Mets to that Mets game in order for them to get in the playoffs. And it's part of the thing was so emotional for me, guys. And Kelly told me, he said, "You're gonna cry." I'm like, "Not really." The last 10 minutes, it was just a constant stream. And I think the reason is because that game I went to with my mom, and there were so many people during that 82 season that went with their parents or their brother or their sister. And this film, Kelly, brings it all back.
Yeah, I've got. To speak to what Sean said before, you know, I people my age are both bringing their parents who remember it well, and then their young kids to share this experience with them. And you know, Sean and I talk about this. It's a time machine, and I just don't know how many opportunities you can take these days to go for 2 hours and just get out of your own head and go to another time for 2 hours.
Right.
And I not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but I do think the film is pretty successful in doing that.
Sean?
Yeah. I what I found, Todd, watching the world premiere last Wednesday and the sneak preview Thursday, is that we're really fortunate as filmmakers and also as an audience to have this film in movie theaters. Because people get to experience this collectively, they get to cheer for the team again.
Yes.
They get to be bummed out together when, you know, we don't win the seventh game of the World Series. We get to feel all the emotions during the parade, but we're doing it together in groups of 75, 100, 200 people. It's a real communal experience seeing it in the theater together. And I just urge everybody, if they can, get out to see the film in theaters while it's still there, because, you know, later down the line, we'll have DVDs and stuff, and you can probably see it on your computer at some point, you know, months and months or a year down the line. Mm-hmm. It won't have the same impact.
No.
It's a very, very special time, and we're so grateful to Marcus for believing in this film. I mean, they're holding over an independent sports documentary for a second week in all 14 theaters across the state. That's unheard of.
It is unheard of. And again, congrats to you both. But here's the thing, guys. I think Zomer's hit on this, and people that I've talked to that we had that were there last week and saw this together. It's so much. I mean, yes, I know technically it's a sports documentary, but it's so much more than that. And to me, the brilliance of not having a narrator, and really for me at least, one person in the theater, it became this sitting down and listening to Robin Yount and, my God, Ted Simmons and Pete Vukovich. Those three to me just, I mean, again, I'm not going to spoil it because I want people to experience. But the story that Simmons tells about Harvey Keene and what he thinks of meetings, I mean, it was hilarious because that's exactly the way I think. And to hear that, it was phenomenal.
I think we were really fortunate that these guys opened up to us. They gave us everything, and be it a certain point in their lives or what have you, or just enough time has passed, they really opened up to us. And I think that's what made this ultimately successful. You start watching the movie, and whether you know these guys or not, by the end of the movie, you get to know them and you get to like them. And then that's what makes, you know, I think the punch at the end have such impact, and yeah. You know why there's, you know, all sorts of guys in the theater kind of not looking at each other for a couple minutes. Right.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yeah, right. You know, I was at the premiere. I was kind of looking down the row at the players who were seeing this for the first time, and you know, there were a couple of these. These are old tough guys.
Hey, let's go quickly to phone lines. Oh, I didn't plan on taking phone calls, but we have our grand prize winner, Troy from Mount Horeb, is listening in. Troy, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I just want to say thank you for making this movie, because the movie was incredible. The feelings of it's hard for me to put into words, but being able to sit there, like you said, collectively watching this movie and seeing at the end how this loss affected the team, the players, it was just incredible.
And Troy, and quickly,
go ahead. No.
I just want to make sure that we get, because your wife, she was a softball player, right? So, I mean, she has all this coming from a player's perspective as well.
Right. And she really loved the movie. She wasn't into the Brewers back then because she was a kid and she was in her own thing. But, you know, seeing this movie and reflecting on the times and seeing the people and what they were wearing was a lot of fun for her, too. You know, when you went into the bar scenes and stuff, that was really cool.
So, well, thank you so much, Troy.
I mean, I love the movie. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Glad you were there, Troy. Thank you.
But guys, here's somebody off the text line right here. This is Kurt in Madison listening to WMDX. Says, I just bought my ticket for tomorrow afternoon. Can't wait, Kurt in Madison. But it is more than a sports story. It's just it is a love story between a team and a city.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, Top, I don't think I've ever been thanked more in my life for anything that I've done. thanks. You know, Troy, when you're talking like that, it brings real tears to my eyes that it's affecting you and so many people so deeply. I don't know. Cal?
Some of the notes we're getting on Twitter or X or on Facebook, or if you go read the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, again, not to pat ourselves on the back, but this movie kind of impacted people on a real visceral level, a lot deeper than, watching a show on Apple Plus for a few minutes.
We're going to come back to talk more to the filmmakers here, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish. The movie is just a bit outside. The story of the 82 Brewers, you can see it in theaters, Marcus Theaters, and even Illinois at Gurney Mills this weekend. Back after this is the All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Milwaukee Brewers.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS News Radio, ABC News Radio, depending upon your local station, and then the Maggie Dawn Show following the top of the hour. Off the WMDX line, so sorry, but I just tuned in. Well, what were you doing? No, people are working. Just tuned in a bit ago. I'm dying to go to this movie, but what is the name of the film? So glad you asked.
Just a bit outside.
Look at that. Our producer is right on it. Just a bit outside. You're absolutely right. The story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. We have the producer and director-producer of the film, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, with us respectively. Guys, we appreciate it so much. Well, I guess in all of our conversations, that line from Just a Bit Outside from Euchre, the fictional character in Major League, did you guys have to get permission to use that, or is that just kind of public domain?
Well, you can't really copyright titles. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, I know it is. By the same token, we did let, before we interviewed him, we let Mr. Euchre know that we were, this is the title. And he thought, I think, he was cool with it.
That's so awesome.
The other people ask, it's just the Euchre line. That movie was not about the Brewers, but the title actually is meant to work on a few different levels.
Right.
These guys were just a bit outside winning it all. These guys who were kind of free spirits were just a bit outside the mainstream in terms of kind of personalities. And then, the Euchre thing doesn't hurt, but they were just a bit outside all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get this point in. This is only in theaters and Marcus Theater specifically in Wisconsin. The more you go, folks, the longer it will be held. And that's very important to your host, because we couldn't go last night with my friends Kurt and Florcy, and we got Monroe Cheese Days this weekend, so we want to go Monday. So if you want Todd to be able to go to this movie on Monday, make sure you buy your tickets now so it stays in theaters. there says an anonymous texter, there are no Marcus Theaters in Eau Claire. Signed, anonymous. That's my sister. Oh, I'm sorry. any chance that you'll get to Eau Claire?
We're trying to get it into Eau Claire. Let's just put it that way.
All right, very good.
We'll leave it there. We'll let you know the good news when we have.
But the
have hope.
But the serious point is, the more people go and enjoy this film, like anything, it comes down to the dollar signs, and the more successful it is. And I think that, by God, with these kind of ratings on Rotten Tomatoes and IDBM, it should. But the more people go, the longer it'll be around.
I mean, that's 100%. I mean, listen, Marcus has been amazing. They've really believed in this film, through and through. So we just have to, let them know people are still interested in seeing the movie, still buying tickets. And I think they'll, the good people there will, keep us in as long as that's happening. I mean, they love to sell popcorn and soda. And I mean, this, we have an audience that drinks beer.
Right. Exactly.
We think their beer sales, mate. We didn't get a cut of their beer sales, and we probably should have asked for that.
Darn, I think so. Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry, watching on Facebook, who is with us down in Waukesha off the world premiere, says, one of my favorite anecdotes, Euchre leading a team procession through the streets of Boston. What an outstanding film. We don't want to give too much away, but I think, again, there's these vignettes of things. Like, I was never an athlete, but I was a manager in high school for baseball. I've covered it. I've called it in local baseball games. I never understood the art of pitching until you listen to Vukovic and Simmons's interview, and with Vukovic hurt and the art of that, and he just had to be a thrower. Those are incredible stories, whether it's Euchre or that.
Well, that's actually that little scene where they're talking about how Vukovic had he really tore his rotator cuff, in going down the stretch, and how he was throwing, and he was, as Ted Simmons says, he was half a man, but he was such a gamer and so competitive that he and Ted figured out how to pitch major league hitters and still get them out while he didn't have a fastball.
Right.
So I think that's one of the stories, that I don't know, personally, I'm proudest that we were able to bring out was this guy who feels Vukovic, who feels he still blames himself for not getting it done, which the rest of the team think that that's ridiculous, but he still blames himself 42 years later for not getting it done in game 7. And I think we've been able to kind of show the world how courageous this guy was just by going out there. No pitcher today, they wouldn't let him anywhere near the mound with the damage he had in his shoulder. But he wanted to be out there and for his team.
And we find out that it was Bud Selig, the owner of the team, that made the call to let Robin Yount continue to play in a year where he probably, in today's world again, he probably wouldn't have. And the, I, you, you know the line, obviously. I can't remember it verbatim, but basically Yount was like, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. And just that
I'm a ball player. Yeah. I'm a ball player.
I mean, that spirit, to me, I think that's one of the things that got me, was just this spirit of these people. And we see this in people in Wisconsin all over, whether they're farm kids and farm families or factory workers or union people or teachers, that this can-do spirit of never give up. And that's exemplified in this 82 Brewer team.
And I think it's a team that people just, the people you just talked about, those are, they can all relate with these guys.
Right.
These were hard hat, lunch pail guys who went out and did a job every day. They enjoyed it. They had a great time. But, they didn't put on airs. They walked through the parking lot and said hi to people and, might have a beer on the way out of the game, or you might run into them at the local tavern a couple hours after the game was over.
It's why one of my favorite shots in the film is during the parade, and we see all of the construction workers taking their lunch break with their hard hats and lunch pails, applauding the team. Like, that's it. There was such a part of the fabric of the community. And so much like everybody in the state.
Exactly. It's reflective of the state. Go to this movie just a bit outside. The story of the 82 Brewers in Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin. Go to MarcusTheaters.com or just a bit outside themovie.com to get your tickets. Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, congratulations. Thank you for making this film, because not everybody in Hollywood would. Thank you for writing this love story. Do it.
Thanks so much, Todd. Really
our pleasure.
Thanks for everything, Todd. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. The pleasure is all ours. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Back from in Monroe, Wisconsin tomorrow. See you then. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major change to how votes will be counted in November in the crucial state of Georgia. ABC's Perry Russum says there are worries this will delay the certification of results.
Those in favor of the idea say this is about security and transparency. And to be clear, only ballots are being counted, not votes. The rule was passed yesterday by the state election board in Georgia. It's led by Republicans, who Trump has supported, and the vote was 3-2, with all Republicans voting in favor.
This requires hand counting of each ballot. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Georgia yesterday and in Wisconsin. She talked about abortion access. Former President Trump heads to North Carolina today. The man he endorsed for governor, Mark Robinson, not expected at the rally. After CNN reported, Robinson allegedly posted inflammatory comments on the message board of a pornography website. Robinson called it salacious tabloid lies. Israel says it struck a school that was being used as a Hamas command and control center in Gaza. At least 22 were killed. A convicted killer on Friday night became the first man put to death in South Carolina in 13 years after the state resolved difficulty accessing drugs used for lethal injections.
While protesters chanted outside a prison in Columbia, South Carolina, inside, 46-year-old Freddie Owens was executed by lethal injection. Some members of the media witnessed the execution, including Jeffrey Collins of the AP, who watched the family members of victim Irene Graves.
They looked intently. They didn't. Their gaze didn't look away from him until well into the process, when you could tell things. Tell his breathing had stopped.
While on trial, Owens killed a fellow inmate in jail. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Over 400,000 GM vehicles are being recalled because of a brake fluid warning light that might not come on. It covers certain Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, GMC Sierra, and Yukon, along with Cadillac Escalade models. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store